I've seen Glenn Parker before, and Glenn Parker is a very big white man.
I thought he was a big black man.
No.
He's white?
Yeah.
He's 6'5", 300 pounds.
And you know what? He ain't fat either.
Who's afraid of a large black man?
I think he played in 4 Super Bowls.
Not me.
I think he played in 4 of the Bills Super Bowls. So he's got scoreboard over Bo White Trash Bice.
Says Bo went right at him with his fists, and then Glenn casually grabbed his arms to block the punches. But Bice broke loose and managed to graze Glenn under the chin. They say that all Glenn did was just hold him like a little monkey and call security over. And be like, look, this guy's really messed up. You might need to kick him out of here. He could have killed him.
And I'm sure the last thing he wanted to do was beat ass on Bo Bice.
Yeah. He did the right thing. What's
in that for him?
Nothing. But if a guy attacks you.
How many would take that attitude? 1 out of 100.
Yeah.
But he would have destroyed him.
Yeah.
I wish he would have.
Oh, I do too. That would have been great.
I wish he'd have just yanked him up by that hair and just punched him. Just like Bugs Bunny used to do. Just punched him.
He did nothing but spare everybody to death on Idol.
Oh, really? It was a bad season?
Yes.
Have they picked a winner yet?
No, not yet.
When is that, this week?
No, it's still a ways off. They got about 4 or 5 spares that they have to work through.
So I didn't know this about Oprah Winfrey. Supposedly, she has a policy or a rule of not promoting rap or rappers. So Ludacris comes on her show. Now, Ludacris is not only a rapper, he's an actor. He was in...
that's a big black man.
Hustle and Flow. He was in Crash. He's been in, you know, several movies that have, of note.
So
he goes on Oprah to promote Crash. And he says he watched the show, and the whole thing was so edited because Winfrey has this thing about rappers. So now he's pissed at her.
So she's not keeping it real in the black community.
No.
But she's about as white as I am anyway.
Ludacris says she edited out a lot of my comments while keeping her own in. Of course, it's her show, but we were doing a show on racial discrimination, and she gave me a hard time as a rapper when I came on there as an actor. I don't see
stupid
why
bitch.
Like, I don't see why people like Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle, who I'm huge fans of, it's okay for them to go on Oprah. They speak the same language as I do, but they do it through comedy, so I guess that's acceptable. It's a good point.
It's a hell of a point.
Oh, you two just walked in. You two just rolled in.
We're not playing these drops. It's Dan McDowell.
Did you also know that Oprah has a policy?
I don't think he's really there.
Yeah, he is.
That if you book her, if you are booked as a guest on her show, then there's a window before and after where you can't go on any other.
Yeah, no competes. She's got a no compete. Yeah. Absolutely
smart.
Because you know who she's got booked for the next in the next couple weeks.
Dung Tran,
Terrell Owens.
Really, Mike? Dung Tran.
No, she's got Terrell Owens booked.
For real?
Yeah, and that prevented
and
them Tran. From being on like a real sports or something.
That's right. I read that in the paper.
Somebody wanted him on, and he can't do it because of the Oprah.
You don't read the paper, Dan.
Shut up, Corby.
He's the only radio producer in the country that doesn't look at a newspaper.
And the only radio producer in the country that's up no sooner than 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
You shut up.
And also the only radio producer in the country that can provide you and accommodate you if you are seeking beverages.
Oh, my God.
Past closing time?
It's already been done.
When?
You guys did it like an hour ago. Quit it.
We did what? What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. The new.
I've got a flask in my car. If you guys want to join me for an after hours drink.
You know what? Oprah Winfrey is the most powerful person in entertainment.
How many other producers can make that claim?
None. Mother Garcia.
I think.
Stop it, Dan.
It's Dan.
Can we play some drops? I don't know.
What's the matter?
You know.
Are we having fun?
What is his deal with the gunshot cock and the subsequent fart?
The what? What cock?
Gunshot.
Gunshot, Grego.
Gunshot cock?
Yes.
Yes, the cocking of the hammer.
Boom!
What else?
Unfortunately, Mike, it seems that the Scott Stapp Kid Rock sex tape, you're not going to be able to see it for some time now.
Well, no. They had sex together?
No, they double boinked some girls.
Oh, really?
Four girls.
Yeah.
I mean, what do we know that we're going to get out
of what do you mean?
What do they know?
Spit it out, Mike.
They're going to get out of him? Nothing.
Well, who?
Oh. What were you talking about there?
I don't know. I have no earthly idea. Or there.
Okay. Now,
right, you know, if
I what?
Or there.
I mean, let's.
It's what?
It's what?
Yeah, and be, you know, the,
or there. Yeah.
If the Rangers use them the way they were talking.
Wait a minute. That's what. Play that whole thing again.
I mean, let's. Yeah, and be, you know, the. If the Rangers use them the way they were talking.
What do we? What do we need to do?
You are retarded.
You are a radio professional.
$8 at Blockbuster. $8 darp.
But how are you going to call?
I don't
unless
know.
You make that call.
That doesn't make sense.
I have no idea.
Well, look.
What?
You stay in bed till 1 o'clock.
We're not talking about him.
Right.
You don't read a paper and you carry a flask around with you.
Well, at least I can speak.
What if, but
what if
those,
what?
What if,
it's not like when the game is,
is what, Greg?
Finally, the spotlight's
really
off of me.
Is really where?
I mean, why doesn't he start?
You know, I'm planning on doing some drinking tonight and probably past two.
Play that one again.
I mean,
why doesn't he start?
It's illegal.
Shut up, Corby. You're not supposed to help them.
It is illegal.
It is totally illegal. And you know what? I'll call the cops.
It's illegal
if
to do
If you stay in the bar, I will call the cops.
You can't do that, Grego.
No, I'm not going
to. It's not like when the game is
I don't want to do it in the bar.
Because
the bar is closed. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I've got a flask in my car.
Danny, thank you.
After hours drink.
I'm clutch, man. I'm there for you.
You are, man. You've come through three times
Corby.
Today. What?
Hello?
I think it's the damn story. God.
You're the one that knocked it off track.
With
no, it's
what?
Dan McDowell playing
Kissing
drops.
Guys, real easy.
All right.
Well, you know what? A good producer would knock his ass out of the chair.
Well, I think what were you going for there?
I don't know. I really don't. Get Dan McDowell the hell out of there.
We're having fun here, no? All right.
Well, what else?
Let's just go. I've lost the will to live.
Yeah. I'm tired.
Come on, do one more.
I couldn't even get to the Scott Stapp story.
All right,
so
well, go ahead.
Well, because he had sex with Kid Rock?
No, I'll get to the Katie Holmes story because she did have an epidural.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh. What a fraud that Tom Cruise is.
But he did eat the placenta.
Shut up. He did not.
No, we don't know if he ate it or not.
Of course he didn't. He makes all these wild claims. He's as phony as baloney.
Why is baloney phony?
Because it's like not meat, and it's just whatever. It's just phony.
But
it's
yet
phony
we,
meat.
But yet we eat it.
I don't.
You used to.
Yeah,
when
I
you
did.
Were a kid.
Oh, yeah. Everybody did.
It's gravel, isn't it?
I grew up in a poor black family. That's all we had to eat.
That's a lie.
Fried baloney.
All right, Dan. Thanks for your time today.
Dan's a terrible board op. I like to see him.
God. You know, we do have the quarterback bowl tonight.
Yeah.
Just go to break, Dan.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to get us to commercials. All he knows how to do is play drops.
God, we're like stuck in drop hell. This is what they talked about in the Bible.
All Mexicans do dope.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.